This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hour number two here on a Tuesday. Thanks for being with us. Midday show with Andy and Randy. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. NFL no huddle just a couple of minutes away. There was more coaching news during that commercial break, which we will get to you in just a minute. College football corner in about 20 minutes as well. We have not had any time at all to talk about the Final Four coming up this weekend, and obviously the Peach Bowl on Friday night here in Atlanta between Oregon and Indiana. Thursday night, you got the Fiesta Bowl between Miami and Ole Miss. So we'll get into all that. And again, that's just what this week is. It's whether it's NBA trade rumors, who's going where, that coaching carousel, who's going where, who's staying. College football is the same thing. The portal's open, and it is full.
Yes, it is very full.
Never been fuller. Yeah. I forgot it's only one portal now. So
yeah, you know exactly.
I mean?
Yeah.
Just to get when,
how long is it open?
I'm not sure. Yeah. A couple weeks.
Yeah, but yeah, everybody's trying to get in where you damn fit in.
Is there
in.
Like a fire capacity or something like that? They're over code?
Get in where you fit in, man, and trying to, you know, get these quarterbacks and everything knocked down. Obviously, we know who the number one guy was, and he got the bread. That's never, because that's why the tricky thing about the NIL and whatever and projections of what quarterbacks are going to make and how much is being offered to them, it's always less.
Probably.
We've learned that.
Right,
we've learned that.
It's just like with NFL contracts.
Yeah. $8 million. Oh, they're going to give him $8 million.
Yeah. Like there may be a potential for $8 million or something like that. That's an agent flexing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But still a lot.
Hell yeah, it is.
Also, Texas Tech very quickly addressed their biggest issue.
Yes, they did.
They lost the playoff because their quarterback couldn't move the ball, and they went out and spent a bunch of money on the best quarterback in the portal.
They did.
There you go.
Good for them.
Good for them. And good for him.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. More importantly, good for
him. Doesn't live in Cincinnati anymore, and he's got a couple $1 million in his bank account.
Is Lubbock better in Tennessee? I mean, well, with all that money, I could make Lubbock better.
Good question. Yeah. Is Lubbock on its own better than Cincinnati? Probably not.
Probably. I don't know.
I don't know. I've never been to either.
Okay. I've been to Cincinnati. I never had a reason to go to Lubbock.
Mm-hmm.
Where the hell is Lubbock?
It's like North Texas. Okay. You're up there.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, never had
it. It's kind of on its own.
Yeah. Seems like it, too, when you see the pan view of it.
Here it gets windy up there.
Yeah, man. I'm good. But, no, it's a position where it's if you get a good one, and he has 1 year left, and that seems to be the thing. Get a guy 1 year left, put him in there, and – because I don't think they have a great coach. I think they just got great players.
Yeah.
And
he might be like a great coach for what he's done, but I don't know that he's a great coach. I think he's a great high school coach, right? Like won a ton in Texas and all that.
You saw Gainesville coach resigned. I saw that.
I don't know really much about it. Obviously, I know Gainesville had all that
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, no, because I didn't know either. And then, obviously Sam Crenshaw and his award he got yesterday. So I text Sam.
Yeah, shout out to Sam Crenshaw, like, Georgia Broadcaster of the Year.
I was like, congratulations, Sam.
And hell then, yeah. Along with Steve Holman as well. They're co-broadcasters, I guess. I don't know.
And then he happened to text in the congrats, thank you and everything. Yeah, Gainesville football coach just quit. I was like, well, damn, I didn't know that. But thanks, Sam. Sam's always working.
Got the scoop.
Sam's always working, baby. Always working.
Yeah, I wonder why.
Yeah, I don't know. Because all that, you know, whatever that went on with the whole playoff and the fight and all that other stuff. But, yeah, man, that's a hell of a job right there. That's a damn good job.
I don't know anything about the guy other than that stuff that happened, right? And that, and then the picture that I saw of him on Twitter resign, looks like a pretty intense fella.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, looks like he gets on that bench press from time to time.
like he's in there deadlifting.
Yeah, like he's in, exactly.
Like
he's in there trying to show him how to do it.
Oh, my God. The coach deadlift is the funniest thing.
We'll get to a back page with Bo coming up at 1240 as well. Before we do any of that, let's get to an NFL no huddle. All right. The latest move in the NFL, Cliff Kingsbury has been fired by the Washington Commanders.
Parted ways, Andy.
Oh, they parted ways. So he's
mutually parted ways. He met with Dan.
Okay.
And Dan was like, hey.
You want to do this anymore?
You want to do this anymore?
Nah.
Yeah, okay. Basically what happened.
Sorry, I didn't want to. Yeah. I don't need me to besmirch the good name of Cliff Kingsbury.
I know Cliff.
Clearly.
cool-ass cat.
Seems like a nice guy.
Cool-ass cat.
He's no longer the offensive coordinator of the Washington Commanders, which is pretty crazy because the quarterback was hurt for 75% of the season.
I mean, you were talking about it off the air. It's like, your quarterback is hurt. Freaking Terry McLaurin. I mean.
Hurt.
They had
offensive line hurt.
Yeah, they had so many issues, so I don't understand what you expected from that. But, yeah, he's already. Dan Quinn, we mentioned yesterday that he's looking for a defensive coordinator. Now he's looking for an offensive coordinator. And now Cliff is one of those guys. No, I should say this. Is he one of those guys, if you're getting one of these open jobs, that you connect yourself with as the OC?
Yeah, I could see that.
You said, okay.
Yeah, I could see that. I mean, I think he's really well respected as far as that goes.
You would think so, yeah.
I don't know that anybody's really lining up as a head coach interview right now.
I thought I saw him having a head coach yet. Somebody put his name on the list as a possible guy that can go from, you know.
Okay.
Because they looked at it. From this standpoint here, that after what he did with Jaden, he was going to do it again this year. I'm going to put him on that list.
Yeah, and I think if he would have done it again this year, but who knows? Maybe. Yeah. Maybe he is. I know he's one of those confusing ones for me where it's like, there's been some pretty good moments.
Going back to when he got the head coaching job in Arizona, everybody was like, what?
Yeah, and then it didn't go great.
No.
Like, it went fine, better than what they're at right now.
The best thing that he had was that damn draft day picture.
Oh, yeah. No, the ultimate flex.
Yeah, the draft day pitch at the crib.
He's doing the draft at, like, the mansion on the beach.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
In the desert.
Yeah. Oh, it was in the desert?
Yeah, yeah. That was
okay.
Yeah.
Well, either way, it looked really fun.
Yeah, man. But, yeah, he's out now. And Dan's going to be in the looking for a new OC. I'm assuming it's going to be possibly a head coach. Like, I can see Brian Daboll. Obviously,
yeah.
I think Stefanski's going to get a job. I think he's going to get a job.
Head coach's job. He might get the Falcons job.
Exactly. I know they're set to interview him without a president who does the interview. This is what it is. They're interviewing people without the guy who's supposed to have final say.
Right.
Yeah.
Sorry, Abe just told me something pretty interesting. I'm going to get this for you.
What?
The Falcons have reworked Kirk Cousins' deal.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
Agree to modify the final 2 years of the quarterback's contract, setting the stage for a decision on his Atlanta future by the third day of the 2026 NFL league year, March 13th.
Not surprised by that at all.
So they buy themselves a little bit of time there.
Mm-hmm.
As part of the restructure, there's now a vesting guarantee in the amount of $67.9 million for the 2027 season that vests on March 13th.
Mm-hmm.
Given the highly unlikely nature that he or that the Falcons or any other team would acquire Cousins via trade prior to March 13th. No one wants to be on the hook for $68 million.
Right.
A decision on Cousins' future could come prior to that date.
Yeah. So he's getting released.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. But they, you know, you got to try some stuff with it.
Yeah. Who did that?
Yeah. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, I mean,
who restructured it?
The only person that has experience in the front office with the Falcons, what's it called? The Mercedes, whatever group.
Yeah.
It's him. It's Rich McKay.
Oh, he's not be named?
He's the only one. He's the only one that has the ability. This could be his first job. This could have been his first thing.
Because they don't have a general manager or a coach.
I know
the coach wouldn't do it.
Was there an assistant under Terry?
Well, Terry's got to have like a cap guy,
right?
Like,
right.
That's always the thing that I don't get is, okay, I know Raheem Morris got fired, and I know Terry Fontenot got fired, and I know Rich McKay got moved somewhere else.
Yes.
But what about all the other guys that work there?
They're working.
They all work.
Yeah, they're working. Yeah, they're out scouting and everything right now.
Their scouts are scouting.
Yeah, they're scouting and all those other people. But yeah, everybody's still – the building's got to be run.
Right.
You know, and somebody's got to send the emails out to agents to say, we want to interview your client.
And they also probably assume that at some point they're not going to work there either.
Yeah.
But they're still getting paid.
They're still getting paid.
On the 1st and the 15th.
You're still getting paid. So
you still show up.
Yeah, get your ass in there and work.
Job number one – on the docket for 2026 was to restructure Kirk Cousins' contract.
Yeah.
All right. All right.
I'm just saying.
Who did that? Somebody did it.
I think we know.
Maybe the guy who did it is the same guy who's conducting these interviews.
Because they got a cap guy who had to do those numbers.
I know there's a cap guy.
But he don't got no permission to do that.
Well, somebody gave him permission.
Somebody gave him permission.
Now, the Falcons have a – Greg Beatles is like the CEO.
Yeah. So maybe Greg. Because I know that Richard McKay would have probably did it or said approved it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
The Falcons need to hire some people. Steve Wyche says they shouldn't have any problem doing that.
You've got Bijan Robinson. Tyler Allgeier's a free agent. Kyle Pitts is a free agent. Tough decisions to make. But otherwise, you're pretty good across the offensive line of scrimmage, skill position. They've got to figure out what to do at quarterback. Is Michael Penix going to be healthy to start the season? Do you let Kirko Chains go? He's got all that money coming.
Come on,
if so, who do you come in to possibly back up Michael Penix who can't stay healthy? So those are the issues. But when I look at the other openings right now, Atlanta is the best one, Baldy, because it's also an immediately winnable division there in the NFC South.
Is it cool? I'm going to use Johnny Ory's. Oh, cool.
Oh, cool.
They're the best of all of the between the Raiders and the
Titans.
The Titans.
The Browns.
Uh-huh. Maybe the Giants.
The Giants.
But okay.
So you're better than those guys.
All right, so you get an opportunity. He's right in the South. You got talent. I'm so sick of everybody saying this offensive line's good. I'm just tired. Okay, they all right.
They're all right.
Yeah, they all right. Okay,
I watched the game on Sunday.
The whole – this offensive line's all right.
I know Chase Young's pretty good, but he's not that good.
Yeah, it's all right. All right, but okay. I mean –
cool.
All right.
Cool. So let's assume that's true.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's assume that's true.
Well,
he also did have to add in the caveat that you play in the worst division in the history of mankind.
Yes.
So that's not really a compliment to you.
No.
That's just your circumstance, which, by the way, has been your circumstance for the last million years, and you still haven't won it. So, okay. How good is it really? But if you're better than the other ones, then maybe that means you get the best guy available.
Okay.
Doesn't mean you're a great team by any stretch, but if you get the best guy available, then maybe you become a great team soon. Maybe that's what people are doing. I will say this. You don't have to argue about whether or not the Falcons situation is good or not.
Right.
You can if you want. Like, if you want to spend time on social media going back and forth with people.
Well, all the talent, they got B, they got this guy. They don't have a freaking quarterback.
They don't. Or a coach. Or a general manager.
Okay.
And they haven't been in the playoffs in 8 years.
Yes.
So, you know, they do have some pretty good guys on the roster.
They do. I'm not taking away their talent.
Yeah, but all that stuff is true, too.
Yes.
And all those guys were on the team last year when they couldn't win the worst division in football.
And they couldn't beat the worst team in football to get an opportunity to win the worst division in football.
That also is true.
Yeah,
they lost to the Jets.
Yes.
Anywho, what else do we got?
I like this right here. Tua getting a fresh start somewhere would be dope.
Would be dope. You're channeling his inner Rick Kamla on that one.
That would be dope.
That'd be dope.
Get out of here, man. Get your ass up.
Well, I'm sure he would like a fresh start somewhere else, and I think he's probably going to get one. I don't know if he's going to be the starter somewhere else.
I don't know, but they got to find a way to get to that.
A whole lot of money.
Ain't nobody taking that money.
No.
Miami got the – but no, his contract's guaranteed this year.
Right.
Yeah. So
cut him, cap hit.
All that.
Very Russell Wilson-ish situation.
They're going to have to move on. I know Mike McDaniels, they're waiting for the new GM. He says that he's in on some of the interviews for the GM. All right. And obviously there's new interviews, because especially for the teams that are not in the playoffs. So the typical names, Lou Amarino, Steve Spagnuolo, Matt Nagy, Vance Joseph, guys that are usually in that hunt.
Here's a cool stat. Bo Nix tied Russell Wilson with 24 wins in his first two seasons.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of crazy because Bo Nix replaced Russell Wilson in Denver.
Yeah.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100+ meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Kind of a weird little
symmetry
there.
It's crazy, man.
Yeah, I would have never guessed that. In a million years that Bo Nix would do something like that. But he's had a hell of a start to his career, no doubt. They're the number one seed in the AFC playoffs.
Yes.
All right, we'll come back. We'll get to a college football corner, get you caught up on everything that's going on over there as well. A lot of movement in the transfer portal, of course, and there's two very big football games later this week as well. Don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.